Today's Tanya for Beis Shvat, the second day of Shvat, is on page 221 in chapter 15. The Alter Rebbe is explaining the difference between the two levels of Beinoni, the one who serves God and the one who does not serve. The one who serves God, meaning that he is presently involved in the struggle to overcome the Yetzer Hara by arousing his love for God and his fear of God through study and contemplation, that's called Eved Hashem. The one who is not serving is also a Beinoni. He doesn't sin, and he does every mitzvah, including not wasting time from the study of Torah. But he is not struggling because his Yetzer Hara doesn't get in the way, doesn't object to his studying, because he's a Moreh Shechira, and it's his nature to be studious and dispassionate, or he has already gotten into the habit and it is no longer a struggle for him to be studious, unless he wanted to study more than his habit permits. And with this we'll understand Mashama B'Gemara. What he says there in the Gemara, in describing the difference between the one who serves and the one who doesn't serve, the Gemara says that the difference between them is that the one who serves God studies and reviews his lesson 101 times, and the one who doesn't serve, the one who does not serve is the one who studies and reviews his lesson only 100 times. And for this one time, the 101st time, the one becomes an Eved Hashem, and the other, because of a lack of one more review of his lesson, he remains a one who does not serve. How do we explain this? Why does this one time make such a difference that they put them into a whole new category? Because it was the habit in those days, before the Mishnah was written down, it was the habit to review every lesson 100 times. And as the Gemara there gives an example, Marshal Mishaik Shel Chamorim, an example of a market of donkey drivers. Sheniskarim le'aseparse bezuzu. You could hire them to take you 10 miles for one zuz. Ule'echad aseparse. And to go 11 miles, it would cost betrei zuz. It would cost two zuz. So this one additional mile, the 11th mile, cost as much as the first 10. And why is it that way? So everybody understands in business, mitnei shehu yesem mirgilusam, because the 11th mile takes them out of their customary route, and to go out of the route costs double. And the same is true with people who learn 100 times, and that is their custom, that is their habit. So it takes less effort the 100 times than the 101st time, which is beyond their habit, to break the habit and go that extra mile. That puts you into a whole different category. For that, you have to have avodah. This 101st time, which is more than the habit, shehur gal min urav, which he has become accustomed to from his youth, yishkula keneged kulam. This is equal to the entire 100 miles, the first 100 miles. The Eila al gabeyim, and transcends and surpasses them, the yeser says the yeser us, with its greatest strength and power, li yes nikra eved elikim, that he becomes an eved elikim. He is called one who serves God. He's in a category completely different from the one who doesn't make this special effort. And why is that? Because in order to break the habit, you need an additional force. And that force comes only by arousing the love for God through contemplating God's greatness. In other words, the hidden love the natural love that every Jew has, is not enough to break the habit. Lishleit al hateva, to rule, to master the nature, shebechol hasmoli hamoli dam, hanefesh abahamisha mehaklipo, to overcome the left side of the heart, the animal soul, which is in the left side of the heart, which is full of blood. Shemimenu hu hateva, because it's from the animal soul that habit is implanted. In other words, the animal soul gets into habits, whereas the godly soul is always free to serve God as is necessary. But habituation comes from the animal soul. So in order to break the habit, you have to overcome the inertia of the animal soul. And doing this is a complete aveda for a beinani. In other words, it takes the whole set of talents of contemplating God's greatness and being moved in the heart with a greater love for God that is revealed in the heart. And with that love, he overcomes the nature of the animal soul and can serve God beyond his habits. Or on a lower level, there needs to be an effort made by the Beinoni to arouse the hidden love. If he can't arouse love through his contemplation of God's greatness, because he doesn't understand God's greatness, so what he does instead is work at arousing the natural love. Limshal al yado al hateva shebuchol asmoli, to use that aroused love with which to master and control the nature of the left side of the heart. Shezu nikra gamken aveda, and this too is called an aveda. This too is going out of your way. This too is changing something in the natural course of affairs, and to change something is an aveda. Earlier, the Rebbe was saying that it's enough that he has the hidden natural love that every Jew has, and he doesn't even have to arouse it, because his Yetzirah doesn't bother him. One level of Beinoni. Because his Yetzirah doesn't bother him and does not object to his doing mitzvahs, therefore it's enough that he has the natural love in his heart that every Jew has. But then it's not an Aveda. That's not called Eved Hashem. Here, in order to break his habits, to go beyond his habit, to do more than his habit allows, for this he needs not only to have a natural love, but he needs to arouse it. And that too is an Aveda. Mash'ein ken kishen lemuchamo klal, whereas when he doesn't have to battle with his Yetzirah, ein ahava zu mitzad atzmo nikras avedosei klal, then having this love is not credited to him. It's not his service. And therefore he's not called one who serves. But taking this natural love that lies dormant in the heart and bringing it to the surface and arousing it, that is to the person's credit. That comes from his effort, and therefore it earns him the title of Eved Hashem. In the Hayyim Yayim for the second of Shvat, for Beis Shvat, the Rebbe writes, Amur Sipir. My father related the story that Hadrush Va'era Tzeder Ushmi Hashem Hamedaber Be'inyin Ki La'idach Mimenu Nidach. The Maimer that begins with the word Va'era, and it speaks there about the idea of La'idach Mimenu Nidach, that from God, even the one who has been repelled and expelled will not be expelled from God, that every neshama will eventually return. And this is Einei HaNitzvos B'Teira'ei. This is not the Maimer Ve'era that is printed in the Teira'ei. So that Maimer, Kono Leishem, that Maimer was given, it acquired a name. It was given the name, the Frumer Ve'era. It was the Maimer Ve'era, and it was the Frumer Ve'era. V'hoya zogil la'beinu hazokin lachzir esei achas l'shol l'shonim. And the Alter Rebbe would repeat the Maimer every 3 years. Uvechol pam upam, kimat shahaya emer esei kilosheimei. And each time that he would repeat it, he would say it almost verbatim. V'omah Tzemach Tzedek. So Tzemach Tzedek said on this, as yeder mo egiven an er chodesh. Although the words were the same, but there was a new light created each time that the Alter Rebbe said the maimon. Hadet tati gezokt, so my father said about this, on the, responding to the Tzemach Tzedek statement, a'er is alemol gleich. Aber mo'er is alemol adover chodesh. Light is always the same. But mo'er, the illuminary, in the illuminary it is always new. In the Perek Tanya, in the portion of the Tanya that we learned today, where he's talking about breaking the habit, the Gemara says that it was the habit in the times of the Mishnah to learn and review every lesson 100 times. And therefore, the one who learned 101 times was called Eved Hashem, going beyond the habit. Why is it, since everything in Torah has a meaning, why is it that in those days they studied 100 times, and that 101 is already beyond the habit? So Chassidus explains that the number 100 represents the 10 spheres, or the 10 powers of the soul. Since each power contains within it all the other, so you have 10 times 10 in the neshama, and the same also in the spheres above, so that all of creation comes in the form of the 10 svides, each of them containing the other 9, and therefore the number 100 represents the entire state of creation. In the neshama, the number 100 represents the nature of the neshama, the condition of the neshama with all of its powers. And that's why the number 101 symbolizes that which is above nature, which is above creation. And that is never given to habit. It's never vulnerable to habit. And here in the Hayem Yem, the Rebbe is saying, in the name of the Rebbe Rashab, that because the Alter Rebbe, who was the Mo'ez, would repeat the Maimer, even though it was the same words, verbatim, or almost verbatim, yet the light was always new. And the Tzemach Tzedek says that it's not so much the light that is new as the luminary. Because the luminary, because the Alter Rebbe was the source of light, that's why every time he said the Maimer, it was a new light. Because luminary is always new. And possibly the difference between Eir and Mo'er, the Eir is part of creation. And in creation there can be habit. It's not new. Whereas in Mo'er, Mo'er is higher than creation, the 101 time, and in the 101 time it's always new.